And this is VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. It was another weekend of campaigning for Senator Bernie Sanders, this time in South Carolina. The Democratic presidential candidate drew thousands of people to his rallies there, but politicos have focused on support from one particular bloc, African Americans, a demographic Sanders has struggled to attract recently. The Vermont Press Bureau's Neil Goswami headed to South Carolina to cover Sanders over the weekend, and he joins us now. Neil, welcome back to VPR.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
Polls show that Sanders has had a hard time connecting with black voters. He's also taken some pretty high-profile flack from some activists for not talking enough about race and criminal justice. Did these things manifest themselves over the weekend in South Carolina?
Yeah, certainly. It was pretty evident that Sanders and his campaign were in South Carolina not only to boost his campaign as a whole, but specifically to reach out to African-American voters and really talk about racial justice issues and try to bring more African-Americans on board with the campaign, which, as you noted, has really struggled to do so thus far.
Did we see more diversity in the crowds who were going to see Sanders in South Carolina?
That's one thing that has not seemed to caught up with the renewed focus on racial justice issues. The crowds at the events that I attended were predominantly white, probably about 95% so. So while he's focusing his message right now on trying to attract greater African-American support, it's not showing up in his crowds.
You quoted one man in your story who said the perception is that Sanders is from a mostly white state, Vermont. Does that seem to be an obstacle for him among voters, especially black voters in a place like South Carolina?
It's something that a number of African-American voters that I spoke to brought up. There seems to be some hesitation with Sanders because he is perhaps not as keenly aware of issues that they care about because he comes from Vermont. However, a number of the voters that I spoke to are also undecided, which could bode well for Senator Sanders. A number of them said they're considering Hillary Clinton. They're also seriously considering him. And you mentioned the trouble that the Sanders campaign has run into with the Black Lives Matter movement. Folks are not as much focused on that as they are about what he has been saying in response to that. And a number of the folks that I spoke to seem to be rather pleased with the turn that the campaign has taken in terms of addressing racial justice issues.
You talk about the turn the campaign has taken. You saw Sanders in Iowa earlier this summer. Obviously, a lot has happened since then. What has changed about the campaign? What's changed about the message that Sanders is giving on the stump?
So he hasn't changed his core economic message, which is really the backbone of his candidacy. But what has changed is back in June, and when I was in Iowa in June, he had about a 3 to 4 minute spiel that he would deliver on racial justice issues. And he had taken a lot of flack after not mentioning race at all in his kickoff speech here in Burlington. And now, this past weekend in South Carolina, that 3 or 4 minute spiel has become probably 10 to 15 minutes in which he addresses what he calls institutional racism and how it must be stopped. He is out on the campaign trail mentioning a number of African Americans who have died at the hands of police or in police custody. And in South Carolina this past weekend, he also held a number of private leadership meetings, as he called them, with religious and community leaders, mostly African Americans, to hear from them about what more they would like to hear from the campaign.
I want to pull back the camera a little bit here. The last time South Carolina went for a Democratic president was for Jimmy Carter back in 1976. I think it's safe to say it's traditionally a red state. In a larger sense, how is his liberal message received by voters there?
There's no question that whoever wins the Democratic primary is likely not going to win South Carolina. Mitt Romney won in 2012 with 56% of the vote over President Barack Obama. So, you know, the message is really tailored to Democrats. And in South Carolina, about half of the Democratic voting bloc is African American. So the issues that Sanders and other Democratic candidates are bringing up are really meant to focus on that core constituency. I think they're not really counting on South Carolina in the general election.
We've been talking with Neil Goswami. He's the Montpelier Bureau Chief for the Vermont Press Bureau, and he covered Bernie Sanders' campaign in South Carolina over the weekend. Neil, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.